Hallelujah. You know, he is so worthy of all the honor and all the glory and all the praise. And he gave so much for you and for me that we're always grateful to him. We're always mindful. As I read in the opening scripture in the Message Bible of Psalm 100, he said, enter with the password of thank you. So everybody say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that the word goes forth and it will do and accomplish that you set it out to do tonight in Jesus' name. And as I was seeking the Lord for scripture, for a word for tonight, and he settled on humble yourself. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. And so James, in the King James Version, chapter 4 of James and the 10th verse. And then I want to read it in the Amplified version also. But this is what he's saying to you and to me. If we are going to be valuable to God, if we are going to be used by God, if we are going to be obedient to God, we have to humble ourselves to his word, his will, and his plan. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Read. No, that's the wrong one. Let's do the 10th verse, and we're coming back to the 6th. Okay, but these are our text scriptures, but we're coming back to the 6th verse, and let's go to the 10th verse. Read. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Now, let's read that in the Amplified version, that same verse, because this is what God is calling you and me, for you and me and all the body of Christ, to humble ourselves, and then he will lift us up. And when he lifts us up, we will be lifted up. Can you say amen?
Amen.
All right, so it says, humble yourself with an attitude of repentance and insignificance in the presence of the Lord, and he will exalt you. He will lift you up. He will give you purpose. So, Lord, I humble myself before you. I thank you that you lift me up and you give me purpose. Can you shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
And so there's so many scriptures on this and about what we're talking about. Let's go back to the 6th verse of James, and I'm thinking I need to back up. You don't have to necessarily back up, but I need to back up a scripture or two, and I may read it from another version, and you don't have to go there either. But the 5th verse says, or do you suppose that the scripture is speaking to no purpose that says, the Spirit whom he has caused to dwell in us yearns over us and yearns for the Spirit to become a jealous love. And I'm going to King James now. Let it stay there. What he's saying is, and I'm going to read this from the New Living Reader's Version, verse 5. You don't have to go there. Listen, don't you know what Scripture says? God wants the Spirit in us to belong only to him. God caused this Spirit to live in us. Don't you think the scripture has a reason for saying this? And so now we go to the 6th verse. He says, but he giveth more grace. Wherefore, he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth what? Grace to the humble. He does what? Resisteth the proud, but giveth what? Grace to the humble. And so this is what we're talking about. We're not arrogant in ourselves. We're not saying what I can do or what I did, but it's all by, in, through, and for. Say it. By, in, through, and for Jesus Christ our Lord. And so when we come that avenue, we know we are going the right way. Amen. Then it says, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. And do what? Submit to whom?
God.
Submit to whom?
God.
Submit to Facebook?
God.
To X?
God.
To whom?
God.
God. Resist whom? The devil, and he will? Let's read that together. Read.
Resist the devil.
All right, so let's put that in the first person. Say, I submit myself to God. Come on, read. I submit myself to God. I resist the devil. He flees from me. Amen? Amen. Now, that's a powerful word. So, you know, we used to go to churches, and they may still do it in some, and people get up to testify, and they would say, first of all, I've been fighting the devil all week long. Well, they didn't know to resist him. That's not a put down, but now we know we don't have to go around doing what? Fighting the devil. How many times have you heard bishops say, countless times we fight the what? Good fight of faith and not the devil. Amen? If you need to. So he says, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Then what are you going to do in the process of doing that? Verse number 8. Read. If we draw near to God, God will draw near to us. Verse 7 in the New Living Readers Version says, so obey God. Stand up to the devil. He will run away from you. And you know, we had that lesson on prayer line in that book by Brother Hagin, and it said that he will run as in terror. So what are we going to do now? We're going to obey God. We're going to stand up to the devil, and he will run for us. But we're not going to try to do this in our own strength. Remember the seven sons of Sceva? They were trying to do it in their own strength, and the devil jumped on them, beat all seven of them up, and they ran out scarred and naked. So you know you have no right, you cannot, and you're not supposed to be afraid of the devil. But you do everything by, in, and through the name of Jesus. That name that is what? Above every name, as we'll get to in a minute. So he says that we're to draw nigh, cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. And in the New Living Readers verses, it says, wash your hands, you sinners. Make your hearts pure, you who can't make up your mind. We seem like there are people in and out of the church today who can't seem to make up their mind whether they're saved or lost, or whether they're a sinner or a Christian. So we are going to stay with the word of God, resist the devil, realize all that Jesus did for us. Junior did a wonderful job going back through and showing us how God had a plan for our salvation. So thank you, Father. He had a plan for our salvation and all the different avenues he went through until Jesus came. And then Jesus lived and Jesus died and he rose again. And where is he now? Sitting where? At the right hand of the Father, making what? Prayers for me. Say for me. Amen. Be afflicted and mourn. Weep and let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy into heaviness. Be full of sorrow, new and other version. Cry and weep. Change your laughter into mourning. Change your joy into sadness. That is, if you are not doing the will of God and the word of God and what God says, that's all you have. You might have a false joy, but it is not genuine. It is not from God. And so God says, do what? Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Humble yourself to the word of God. Humble yourself to the will of God. And just say, I give up, Lord. I'm yours. You know, he paid the full price. Say the full price for my redemption. Sickness and disease has no right to my body, to your mind, to anything about you, because Jesus has paid for it. When I get in that humble place where I get into the word and I study the word and I know what it says and I apply it to my life, then it will flee from me as in terror. If I see all of this as being part of the devil, part of his tactics, part of his plan to stop me from coming into the fullness of all that God has for me. Can you shout hallelujah? And then that verse that we came again, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. He shall lift you up. You know, we sing that song lift him higher, he's going to reciprocate. If he goes up, what? I go up. I heard a minister say yesterday, and he said, I had a man that worked for me for 9 years, and he was so, so faithful. And now he's in ministry of his own, and he said, I will be faithful to your ministry, because as you go up, I go up. So as I lift him up, I go up. He raises me up to a higher place so that I can be the light that he's calling me to become. And I really want to go back to the last part of chapter 3, but I don't believe the Lord will direct me there. But you go back and read that and find out what you can do and what people are doing and what is happening and why we are not getting what we want and why people have that their own wisdom. I was just thinking recently about some individuals who you can't tell them anything. You can't show them in the word that the word really is true, because they have their minds made up in a certain tradition or a certain vernacular or a certain denomination or just a certain way. And I believe the Spirit of the Lord said, do you know why? He said they may have become their own God. And so we don't want to let those people go and be their own God and end up with the devil in hell. We want to share and preach the gospel and be the light as we are led by the Holy Ghost. And you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can you shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah?
So what did he say? He said, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. And in the Amplified, he said, humble yourselves with an attitude of repentance and insignificance. In other words, I'm nothing in myself. But I'm everything in him.
Yeah.
I'm nothing in myself, but I'm everything in him.
Yeah.
So I can't boast about who I am and what I can do, because I have no strength. The joy of the Lord. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my strong tower. I run to the rock of my salvation. You young people, you're back in school and you're headed and you have all kinds of peer pressure and things happening to you, run to the rock of your salvation. If you'll pray, say, Lord, show me in your word what to do. Show me how to do. Show me how to stand. And having done all to stand, oh, they'll talk about you. They'll talk about you. All you do is go to church, blah, blah, blah. That's right. And all I'm going to do throughout eternity is be in heaven. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah. In the presence of the Lord, and he will exalt you. He will lift you up, and he will give you purpose. So in this new year, what is your purpose? What is your plan? How do you plan to go where God tells you to go, to do what God says for you to do? Or are we going down the same trail? Will there be anything different? Or if you're totally satisfied with 2023, then stay on that road. If you're not totally satisfied with 2023, maybe a little more Ishokuri Esti Bilando, praying in the Holy Ghost, maybe a little more studying of the word, maybe a little more listening to the teaching of the gospel, and finding out what the Lord would have you to do, and then humble yourself in the mighty hand of God. I don't know about you, but I like for the Lord to lift me up. I like for the Lord to lift me up. The lifting up of man may be a pat on the back today and a stab in the back tomorrow, but the Lord, when he lifts me up, he is God. Can you shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Let's go to Philippians chapter 3. And I have verse 3, but I think I'll just go back and start it at 1. And we're at the Amplified Classic. He says, for the rest, and he talked about something before then, my brethren, delight yourselves in the Lord. and continue to rejoice that ye are in him. Am I reading the right one? Amplified Classic. Chapter 2, verse 3. Thank you. 2. That's a good one to hear, though. Ooh, maybe the Lord wanted us to read that. Glory to God. But you're right. Chapter 2, verse 3. I know that didn't sound like something I had read before. Do nothing from factional motives, through contrariness, strife, selfishness, or unworthy ends, or prompted by conceit and empty arrogance. Instead, say instead. Look at your neighbor and say instead. In the true spirit of humility, lowliness of mind, let each regard the others as better and superior to himself, thinking more highly of one another than you do of yourselves. You know, we have a lot of work to do on that. I have a lot of work to do on that. What about you? Hallelujah. But it's a command, so we meditate on that. We meditate on it day and night until it becomes who we are. Amen. Let each of you esteem and look upon and be concerned not for merely his own interests, but also for the interests of others. Humility, humble yourself before the mighty hand of God, and he will lift you up. Let this same attitude and purpose and humble mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus, and let him be your example in humility. Let who be example? Christ be your example in humility. What is humility? You already know, but you're not proud, you're not haughty, you're not arrogant. You're not one say nobody can stand you because you think so much of yourself. God says, humble yourselves. I will lift you up. I will build you up. I will take you where I need you to go. Amen. But listen to what got me to this lesson, and when we get to this verse, and that particular phrase stood out, and the Lord said, that's when he said, humble yourself. Verse 6, who, talking about Jesus Christ, although being essentially one with God and in the form of God, possessing all the fullness of the attributes which make God God, did not think this equality with God was a thing to be eagerly grasped or retained. He was God. Say, Jesus was God. And he still is, but he was God. He knew who he was. But, say but. Lift your hand and say, thank you, Jesus. He did it for you. Say, he did it for me. But stripped himself of all privileges and rightful dignity, so as to assume the guise of a servant, a slave, and became like men and was born a human being. And after he appeared in human form, he abased himself and humbled himself still further, carried his obedience to the extreme of death, even the death of the cross. Even the what? Death of the cross. Lift your hands and thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And we're grateful he didn't stay on that cross. Amen. He didn't stay in the grave. He rose again and now sits at what? The right hand of the Father. Humble yourself. And we say we're like him. We're like him. So what did he do? He humbled himself to become a man so that we could have eternal life. Amen. Verse 9. Therefore, then this phrase in brackets here is what caught my attention. Therefore, because he stooped so low, Jesus, for me, stooped so low out of heaven into earth, into a man, living, being ostracized, talked about, beaten, spit on, slapped, killed, buried, rose again for me. He stooped so low. And the Lord says, if you'll humble yourself like he did, I'll lift you up. Did he stay low? Did he stay dead? Did he stay in those positions? When we yield to God, say yield to God. So Lord, I yield to you in humility. Hallelujah. But that phrase just of all the phrases, and I was totally somewhere else in my teaching. And he said, he stooped so low, even to death, even to become a man, so that I could live, so that you could live. I'm telling you, our God is an awesome God. Our God has some awesome love, that he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He gave for you and for you and you and for me. Oh, my God. Who wouldn't serve and worship such a God? And that's why we can resist the devil when he comes at us, or whatever it is. You know, he fooled us a long time in thinking, well, this is the way it is. No, it's not. I humble myself before God, and God lifts me up out of all of my troubles. That's what the word says. So are you ready to get lifted up out of all of your troubles? Humble yourself before God. Mighty hand. Study his word. Praise him. Worship him. Obey him. And what you were struggling with, as she sang the song, the struggle is already over. You'll just come to the end of it yourself. Can you shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. Therefore, because he stooped so low. Everybody say, because he stooped so low. Glory to God. God has highly exalted him and has freely bestowed on him the name that is above every name. Every name. Every name comes under that name. And what is that name? Jesus. That at the name of, everybody read, that at the name of Jesus. Come on, everybody read. That at the name of Jesus. Every knee must bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. Keep going. And every tongue, come on, let's go. And every tongue frankly and openly confess and acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Lord to the glory of God. Can you shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Can you shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Can you shout hallelujah? So you see what true humility is. It's giving up of yourself and yielding it all to God's will. Can I say that again? True humility is giving up of yourself, your plan, your will, and yielding to God's will and God's plan. And it's time that we have a church that humbles themselves before God, and God lifts the church up to higher heights and deeper depth. That we are the light that shines brightly in darkness. We are the light of the world. Say that. I'm humble before God. He lifts me up. And I'm a light. I am the light to the world that's full of darkness. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. So let's get on that road of humility, and then let's take the name. Let's learn how to use that name. If we say we try, and I don't want to use the word try, but without coming up with another word right now, and it doesn't seem to happen to work what we said, let's go back to the word and see what he said, and what he said about humility, and what he said about what Jesus did. And then you go over and read in the book of John, chapter 17, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. And Jesus talks about, I always do what my Father said. I only do what I hear my Father said. I always obey God. 2024, I always obey God. I always do what God says. I'm not a lag or behind and doing my own thing and hoping it's okay. I always do what God says. And when we always do what God says, we stop being our own God, but let God be God, as we read in the opening scripture. We worship him because he is God. Can you shout hallelujah? Can you shout hallelujah? In the New Living Reader's Version, that 10th verse says, when the name of Jesus is spoken, everyone will kneel down to worship him. Everyone in heaven and on earth and under the earth will kneel down and worship him. Everyone's mouth will say that Jesus Christ is Lord, and the God and the Father will receive the glory. Lift your hand and say, glory to God. Say, Jesus is Lord. Say it from your heart. Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is my Lord. Say it again. Jesus is my Lord. I humble myself before him. He's my Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You were willing to take on the form of a man. You were willing to bow down. Hallelujah. 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 So the Lord is saying to you and to me, he said, don't let this be a one-time message that you heard tonight and you go on and forget about it and then keep on doing what you're doing or your own thing. But that you really seek my face, the Lord says. How I want you. Say, how he wants me. Say that. To humble myself before him. What do I need to give up? What do I need to take on? What do I need to do? What do I need to stop doing? Where do I need to go? When do I need to stay? It's his word and it's his will. Down to a nanosecond. What is that? 100th of a second? 1,000th of a second or something. And that's all the time. So all the time, I humble myself before God. I am a light in this world of darkness. Whoever follows me will follow Christ, and it will lead them to eternal life through Jesus Christ, my Lord. Do you love him tonight? Are you grateful tonight? Are you grateful for who Jesus is? Can you shout hallelujah? I'm grateful tonight to know who he is. I have his name. So what you do is you set out and you decide, I'm going to learn to use that name. You know, I have a son who loves gadgets. Can y'all guess who it is? There is. I got more gadgets sitting around that have never been used but one time. But anyway, he gave us that robo vacuum for Christmas. And I don't know how to use that thing. Hadn't tried. And it just gets up and goes over the house and then gets stuck and we can't find it. I don't know where it is now. It's under something. But I'm saying the book is lying right there. All I've got to do is pick up the book or ask Junior, which I most likely do. You see what I'm saying? It's there. It's available. All I need to do is do what's necessary to get it to work right. All you need to do is to pick up your Bible. If you're not filled with the Holy Ghost and you're watching, get filled with the Holy Ghost. Say, lift your hands and Lord, fill me with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Blow sticky shakura, I stay. And just keep on praising the Lord. If you're watching and you're not born again, you need Jesus as your Savior. There's a heaven, there's a hell, there's an eternity. You will spend it one place or the other. Jesus died. He bowed and broke down so low that we just talked about. Became a man. Died on the cross. Rose again so you could have eternal life. So just confess with your mouth what you believe in your heart. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Lord, take my life. Do something with it. Then tell somebody you're born again. Email us at connect@bovcfc.org and let us know that Jesus is your Savior. Now, don't get the salvation without the being filled with the Holy Ghost. Take the whole thing. So the Lord says, and that's what he gave me, humble yourselves. James 4:10. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Humble yourselves with an attitude of repentance and insignificance in the presence of the Lord, and he will exalt you. He will lift you up, and he will give you purpose. Philippians 2:9, Amplified Classic, therefore, because he stooped so low, God has highly exalted him and has freely bestowed on him a name that is above every name. So when I humble myself before God, he's going to exalt me because he said he would. Amen? To positions and places that I never dreamed of. Because I'm obedient to his word. I'm obedient to his will. That's what you say. I'm obedient to his word. I'm obedient to his will. First of all, I have to know his word before I can obey the word. I've got to know how to operate that thing. I got up this morning, it was gone. Junior said, well, I said it on your phone for it to disconnect at 2 o'clock. I don't know if I bumped that phone or something, but it had taken off, gone somewhere. So you just get in that word, and then you won't be going off on all these tangents and getting stuck in the wrong thing. Like Monday morning, say this, and those who are on prayer line know what I'm talking about. And I was late. I actually was late, but while I was just doing around and didn't realize that it was that late, I was looking for her. I finally found it in the living room under the couch, stuck. Amen. So let us search the word. We'll find the answers that we need for whatever it is that we need. Lift your hands and give God praise. Say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that you were willing to take on flesh, become a human being, to live in this earth, to stoop so low as to give me a place in you. Hallelujah. So therefore, I humble myself before Father God. I thank you, Father, that you will lift me up. I ask for wisdom, I ask for knowledge, and I ask for understanding of how to accomplish all these things. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 The last time Bishop was gone, and he's probably on his way home from hunting now, and he said he wanted to know why we were out so early. I told him I taught all I had, and I got through. So I've taught all I have and get through. Amen. Glory to God. Ushers, come on and let's receive. Does anyone need prayer tonight? My offering is lying there by my belongings. Anybody have a testimony? Hallelujah. Has God been good to anybody these 9 days? Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Well, let's just go ahead and stand, and as we receive the offering, speak over your offering. I receive. James Payne taught us that 20 years ago. I still say I receive. Amen. Well, I don't just put it in there. Amen. I receive a harvest. And it's been said over and over. Bishop keeps saying it. 24 is a year for more. Kenneth Copeland is saying it. More, 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 more. And many of them are talking about more in finances. So I'm getting ready. I got my seed in the ground, putting more seed in the ground, because I need a big harvest to accomplish all that I have to do by in through Jesus Christ our Lord. Father, we thank you right now. Ooh, we thank you for souls that are coming into the kingdom. 40 plus. We won't let go. Coming into the kingdom. Hearing the gospel, the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, and being born again and filled with the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord God, for the word that we heard tonight. You sent your word and healed them. You sent this word to heal us from arrogance and all kinds of things that are not of you, that we may humble ourselves before you, and that you will lift us up in due time. We thank you for this offering. Every seed that's sown brings a harvest in the name of the Lord Jesus. Those who have said, pray for me, pray for my loved ones, pray for situations, we stand in the gap with them and for them in the name of the Lord Jesus. For there's nothing too hard for you. You said, call unto me, I'll answer thee, show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. We ask for wisdom to deal wisely in all of the affairs of life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray and do give you praise in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.